Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm going to show you something very, very interesting when it comes to reading fiqh text. So this is an example. This is a chapter of Ijara. So we're talking about rental contracts. Now, before I say anything, I'm not really interested in the ruling itself. But what I want to show you is how jurists and fuqaha, the people that we take our mas'ala from, really reflected deeply, not only on the hadith, but they reasoned with hadith, they looked at the Quran, but they also looked at something very, very important, which is society, the people around them and how society was functioning. And you'll see that even when they give a ruling, behind the particular ruling, there's a lot of intertextuality. What do I mean by that? There's a lot of detail that emerges from that. So let me give an example. So he says, وَيَجُوزُ أَخْزُ أُجْرَ الْحَمَامِ وَالْحَجَّامِ. So he says that it's permissible to take money for cupping and for the hammam, the bathhouse, right? So you can charge for people to use a public bathhouse and to do cupping. That's all it says. He doesn't go into the detail, but the fiqh text is teaching you how to think. So then in the footnotes, you'll find something very, very interesting, that he says, look, when someone takes money, charges people money to go there to clean themselves, this is sahih, this is okay, and it's okay for them to take some payment. And then he quotes a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this was something that was allowed. And also, not just only the hadith, because this is something that's ta'aruf bayna nas, yani people do this anyway, and people do this everywhere. People pay to use a hammam. Now, why is this important? Someone might say that there's a problem here, because when you use a public bathhouse, you pay a fixed amount of money. For example, you'll pay £5 to use it for a certain time, but there's some ambiguity in what you're getting. Are you using it for an hour? Are you using it for 2 hours? How much water are you going to be using? So some people might say, well, this is not permissible because we don't know how long you're going to be in the bathhouse. We don't know how much you're going to use of the facilities of the bathhouse. And therefore, there's some ambiguity. And in the Sharia, when there's ambiguity, we need to sort of think about it deeply. But then he says, no, this is something that people do and people are happy to do this, right? And there's ijma as well. So people agree, ulama agree, ala jawazi dhalik, that it's permissible. Now, however, he says, well, there is also another opinion. This is why it's really, really important, because teaching you that difference of opinions can exist as well. وَمِنَ الْعُلَمَاء, there are some ulama who say it's disliked. They don't say it's haram, but they say it's disliked. Now remember, in the Hanafi madhab, we don't make things haram unless we have strong evidence that it's haram. So the fuqaha are really, really careful, because it's for God and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to make something impermissible. So they will say karahiyya. And he cites the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said it's the most evil of places. So you have two statements here from the Prophet. Now one says it's allowed, one says it's not. Well, one says it's not a good place rather. And then you have the Amal of Uthman, that he himself called it house of shaitan. And so there's some jahala in it, right? Because we don't know how much more water that's going to be used, how long you're going to stay there for. So what I want to show you here is that even when they make a statement, the fuqaha tell you that there are differences of opinion and there's some sort of flexibility. And then he says, وَالصَّحِيهُ وَالْأَوَّلِ. This is really important. When they say وَالصَّحِيهُ وَالْأَوَّلِ, i.e. the first opinion, which is permissibility, is the one that's sahih, it's saying that there's a debate here. So when you read the word sahih in fiqh text, it's telling you that there's debate amongst the fuqaha on this. All right, that's very, very important to read, because people think that, oh, it's black and white, but it's not. The fuqaha are debating this. And then he says, لِأَنَّهُمْ they don't when people do this, they don't think about jahala. So in other words, he's responding to this objection that people have, that we don't know how much water you're going to use, we don't know how long you're going to be there. When people pay £5 to use a bath house, a public bath house, they're okay with it. Perhaps the best example today is like a gym, right? People know that they pay monthly £5 or £15 or £20, whatever they pay for a gym, and they're okay with doing that, even though you might use the gym once, you might use the gym twice, you might never use the gym that month. But people are happy to do this. And this is very, very important. لا تفضي إلى المنازعة. And it doesn't lead to fights. So you don't get cases where people are arguing that, I paid a gym, this much money, and I've never used it, and I want my money back. No, it's people are happy that you're paying for the access to the service. Okay, and then he says that here women and men are equal, and this is obviously an objection that some people might have, that women can't go to the bathhouses. Of course, there's segregation without the doubt. Huwa sahih lil hijama, and this is like and who sorry, huwa sahih lil haja. And he also says that people need to do this. In those days, not everyone in their homes had a bathtub. Not everyone had a shower, a boiler, the stuff that we have, the luxuries that we have in the modern age. In those days, people couldn't always avail of those services. And this is really important because it's telling you something about history, about society, that in those times there was a need for it. So the fiqh, what is fiqh? Fiqh is to know sociology. Fiqh is to know society. This is why it's really, really important for fuqaha to live in the real world, to be aware of the real world. And then he says, "Bal hajatuhunna akthar." He says, in that time, it's actually more important for women to go because women need to stay clean and so forth as well. And then he just responds to this Usman statement, may Allah be pleased with him, that he objected to the going of the bathhouse min kashf al-awra, because he was worried that a natural concern that people's body parts would be exposed. So again, can you see how even the fuqaha among themselves are debating the hadith and what the hadith actually means? This is why we don't go straight to hadith, especially people like me who don't know anything. We shouldn't go straight to hadith. Rather, we should look at what the Judiths are saying, because they understand the hadith and they'll make sense of it for you. And this is what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam meant as well, right? So again, it's contextual, okay? But the Sheikh himself, he gives his own opinion, and this is really important, even though the position is that people can go to the bathhouse and the hammam. But he says, look, in our time, fi zamanina, and this is really, really important. Again, language is so important. Zamanina, again, in our time, in our day and age, the sociology has changed. Fil karahati, we feel, I feel, that it's not good for them to go, because there's the reason he gives is the body is being exposed as well, and there's khawf of fitna as well, and the fear of fitna. But again, look, the madhab is saying that you can go, but the sheikh himself is not afraid to say, well, in our time things have changed. So sociology, knowing society, knowing people, knowing how people live is very, very important. I hope that's been useful. I'll share some more if you feel that I need to, and please do share comments, please do share this with people, and I will share more videos and produce more videos if you think this is useful. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.